favorite talkaholic. I am that Nigerian Christian talkaholic, and this is Just Talk. So if you've been following my social media, you'll see that to mark my podiversary, my first anniversary, I will be going a pod swap series. So this is to introduce you to my new series. Basically, we're going to have a new host come on board, and I bet you she is super, 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 super awesome. Oh my God, I just disclosed. I just said she. How could I do that? Anyway, so there are awesome prizes to be won. So when you guess the host for a particular series, you win a prize. So follow the space, and you know I love you. I mean, I love you so much. So I'll be back after a short break, and will I be back? Not really. So your new host will be back. Yeah. So I'm signing out right now, and I think I'll come on the show eventually. I hope she lets me. So bye, people, and let's have a nice ride.
Well, okay. Hello, guys. My name is Margaret Arap, and I am that Nigerian Christian talkaholic. And this is Just Talk, Pod Swap, to be precise. This is the first episode of the Just Talk Pod Swap. I hope this goes well.
I hope so.
Okay, so our topic for today, since I am the answer, our is being you, being aspire to be, being you. And we have a guest today, and it's the beautiful, lovely Chimdi Ebere Anya Anwa.
You know, Margaret, I've never called my full name on this podcast. Thank you for spoiling my...
Chimdi Ebere Anya Anwa B.
You have called my oath of secrecy.
Okay, so guests, please feel free, feel comfortable. It's nice to have you on the show today. I hope you're doing well.
Thank you. Yes, okay. Thank you, Margaret. Feel free and comfortable.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much. I would like to begin. I would like to begin with a question, a popular one at that. Who are you?
Should I like do my elevator speech or something else?
No. Just in 2 seconds, just tell me who you are.
I'm too busy.
Okay. So let me just paint a scenario. I'll put the question into context, basically. So let's say someone like Dangote walks into your room and asks, "Who are you?" What would be your response?
Depends on what I want from the person, right? Because I think my definition of who I am will depend on what I expect from you.
Okay,
so I don't work at Dangote, or I mean, I don't think, only if they have a communications company per se, or maybe they want me to be a company secretary, but I don't see myself doing that.
Okay,
but then, if that's the case, then I'll be like, should I still go on?
Chimney, I assure you that when you see Dangote in the room, all these questions, all this theories you're formulating in your head or your mind. So what pops into your mind when Dangote enters the room and says, "Who are you?" What will be your response?
So I am Chimdi Bere Anya Anwa. I am a founder level law student. I like to talk. I host a weekly podcast, Just Talk podcast, although I'm not a host today. And I want to just be able to help young people. I want to be able to help children and push for child specific laws, the enforcement and enactment.
Okay. Thank you so much. So what Chimdi just did now was that she gave her response according to four categories. Or one of her response falls under one of the categories that I believe exists anytime the question "Who are you?" is asked. So there are basically four categories. Yeah, let me list them out. The first one, that's the ones who say their name, which Chimdi said at first, "I am Chimdi." So that's one category. Then the second category are the ones who will be like that, "I am like this person." Right, Chimdi, have you gotten that kind of response before, where you ask the person, "Who are you?" And the person says, "I am like this person." Once you know this person, right? Yes, I'm like that person. For example, I'm like, hey Dangote, do you know Chimdi, the talkaholic? And he's like, oh yeah, I know her. And I'm like, yo, I'm just like her. So
okay.
That's a nice question. And then they're the ones, there are also people who say that, like yourself and myself, which I know I was going to say that, who give the elevator speech, you know.
Okay.
They'll be like, well, my name is Ara Margaret, founder level student, University of Nigeria. I am the founder of this, I am that, I am the student bar association president, I am the bar association president of Nigeria, etc., 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 etc.
Margaret, why were you not saying the things that you are? You don't want us to hear who you are. You were like,
I didn't hear you, Chimdi.
You were not saying the things that you are. You're like, we want to hear, we want to know.
Okay. You understand my point, because you have already the intro to the, I didn't hear you, sorry.
I said I get what you're saying, I understand your point.
Yes, because you already gave me what I believe is the elevator speech. Okay.
Okay.
So that's one of the categories. Oh, I'm not saying, are you saying I'm not saying who I am? Like who I am, that's not the Nigerian Christian psychologist, who I am as Margaret.
No, not that. I'm just saying, I mean, you see what you're saying? You said, so I did my elevator speech according to you. That's the category of introduction that I just did, right?
Yes.
So I'm saying you're saying like yourself and Chimdi, but then I'm saying you're giving a rushed introduction of your own supposed elevator speech. So we want to hear you. I'm sure the audience wants to hear you.
Why I'm giving a rushed version of my elevator speech? Because we have so much content to cover today. And
okay.
I want to make sure that I spend every second talking about our topic for today.
I'm okay, sorry, so mom.
you're welcome, child. So that, well, I could do another episode with you where I give my elevator speech to anybody who's interested. I mean,
Margaret on the show.
Sure, wherever we can find it.
Okay.
So I'm going to go on to the last category now. So the last category, I believe, are people who will not think, you know, and not because they are awestruck or shy. They really do not know the answer to who they are. So I don't know if Chimdi ever experienced such situation before, where you ask someone who they are and they're like, But it happens, you know. And I'm not saying that any of these answers to the response who I am under these categories are wrong answers. Mm-hmm. I just believe the answers or the replies could be better.
Okay.
So let me change it up a bit, just a little bit.
Okay.
Let me divide Chimdi into two places now, Bar.
Okay.
If Chimdi one and Chimdi two, that's first Chimdi, second Chimdi. If Chimdi one enters a room and asks Chimdi two, who are you? So now Chimdi, I'm asking you now. The first person I've splitted you into two, so that one of you asks me who you are, what will be your response?
So am I talking as Chimdi one or as Chimdi two?
You're talking as Chimdi two, who is sitting in a very comfortable chair and is responding to the question asked by Chimdi one, who's standing by the door.
Okay, so I'm Chimdi Bere. I'm a person who just really wants to drive change. I want to be able to influence my world. I feel like if I am average, it will kill me. Like I could practically die from being mediocre and from not having, I mean, any real impact. I don't want to have impact that, you see, I know that people are different, right? Some people will just influence their families and that's okay for them. I know that I will never be content just influencing my immediate environment. So I want to influence larger crowds. So I think that's what I'll say to myself. And I'm a Christian, of course. My principles are Christian.
Okay, that's beautiful, to be honest with you. Well, unfortunately, I had a bit of a challenge when I had that kind of conversation with my head as to who I am. I hope I'm not the only one that has conversations with their head,
I
in their mind.
I think I do.
So when I thought about this, you know, and Margaret won, asked Margaret too who she was, and I was like, I'm Margaret now, and my other self was like, everybody has a name. Who are you? So who are you? And I said, I don't begin my elevator speech as per like normal now. I am Margaret, 400 level law student, this, that, that, director of grad chambers, which is the best chambers to add.
Don't do that. So, Margaret, you cannot do that on this show. Come on, Concord has to be the best chambers there is.
But you told me to, you know, give an insight to my elevator speech, which I did.
I'm sorry.
I just gave a little. Okay, but I'm going to go on. Let me go on. So, okay. When I said that, you know, I found out that my other self was like, now we, how you be, okay. You see. So I know followed that I was now silent because I've given the response I feel I would give to myself if I'm asked that. Like, I wasn't certain at that moment, see, about me.
Okay.
Which was quite, I mean, it's quite silly. I just started being angry for no reason. And I mean, I just couldn't win myself over in that particular argument. So what did I do? What did I do? Chimdi, can you guess what I did?
You wrote down who you were.
Okay. Yeah, that was later on. But immediately what I did was I went online.
Okay. To look for who you were.
I went to Google.
Who am I? Margaret is.
Who is Margaret? But I mean, it's quite silly though. But when I searched on Google, you know, I found out that there are many philosophers and many researchers and people who have actually asked themselves that question about who they were.
Okay.
So something that I found that now really struck a chord was that I read on one website that said that by not knowing the answer to that question, you keep on creating new identities of yourself, which eventually you further away from your true self. So I mean, it's great that I asked you, Chimdi, who you were. You gave me a very precise definition as to who you were and who you want to be and the things you're doing to become who you want to be, which is awesome. So
okay.
Before I go forward, I mean, everybody wants to establish their own brand. I mean, don't you?
So
before I move on, I want to share as well some steps that are some tips I found online. And I have to just put it here, please. Google has so much information or many things.
Google is like new Harvard, right?
Chimdi, you just know what they're saying. I feel before you adopt anything you read online, you should just vet it with some of your friends and your family to ask them how is this, how is that, how is that. So before I begin to share, there's some steps I found out on trying to really discover yourself. I want you, Chimdi, to just give me a few tips. You know, what do you, how would someone in my situation try to discover who they are?
Oh my god. Okay, so when you said you had to go on Google, it was funny. So I actually thought that I went on Google to search who, so you did a search and you're like Margaret Arup, because people do that. I mean, I've googled myself like a lot of times.
I try to find, you know, you have to be coming. I do it to see what's up with my future employers. Why did I not see it?
Yeah, so I thought I thought I was what you're going to write. But then when you start to talk about the stuff you had read and being able to answer the question, you know, it just appealed to me. And so I think some of the steps I'll say in discovering who you are. First you have to oh my god, I'm on the spot right now, I'm so shy.
Yes, you are. No, you're not shy. No, you, Chimdi. Chimdi, and you are a wild boy. B, you are not a shy person. Go on, please.
Okay. So, I think first of all, you have to know where you're coming from, basically.
Okay.
Because people say to you that you don't know where you're going to if you don't know where you're coming from. So, to answer the question, who you are, you must know where you're coming from. I mean, includes your background, your family, your ideals, values, stuff that your parents have instilled in you, stuff that you've had to learn by yourself. Yeah, so for instance, the first thing I'll say is I am Chimdi Berry Anyanwu. I'm telling you my name and my surname.
Okay.
And it shows where you're coming from, right?
Yes.
I have a family and this is my family name. And so because it's my family name, I would not want to put my family to shame by doing something that my parents or members of my family will not be proud of. So my name embodies that.
Okay.
So, and then that's like one step, right, for me. I mean, you know who I am. First of all, my name is who I am. So when I know, okay, I'm this person, I am from this family, it's one step. Then the second step is, you know, in knowing where you're coming from, basically it involves a lot of things. For instance, when I come from a Christian family, I know there are some things that I dare not do. I mean, even before I found God for myself, as a person being raised in a religious home, in a Nigerian religious home, you know what it is and some things that you can do and not do, right? So I just knew where I was coming from. And then I've been able to know who I am because of the stuff I'm passionate about.
Okay.
So the stuff I'm saying, right, may not be chronologically arranged, but then I think because it's just in my head, I'm saying it.
And I'm sure our listeners understand as well.
Yeah. Okay. So I know who I am because I know the things I'm passionate about. I know the things I love. For instance, I am a God family book person.
Okay.
So I love God. Okay. I love my family and I love reading. Like, I can't even lie to you, right? Not just cool books. I just like, I think I'm academic, basically.
Okay,
so it's
who I am. Take us under your wing, Ma.
Oh my God, please, I would do that right now.
Please, Ma. Who will see man? And it has not been funny. Don't worry.
No.
I personally admire you as an academic. Really, it's really, really, really inspiring.
And that, please.
I guess.
I don't want the academic bands with you right now.
I guess we're academic people. So, you know, we just speak to our thought. Just beep her, to be very honest with you. Just be
please, I beg.
Okay, Chimney, thank you so much. Okay, go on, please.
I think finally, in discovering who you are, yeah, outside purpose and what you like to do and where you're coming from, I think for me, God entirely is at the center of who I am, right? Because when I start to discover who I am and who I want to be and who I will be when I start a relationship with God, with Jesus Christ, because I mean, like, everything I do has to speak Jesus physically. When I talk, when I walk, when I dress, when I act. You get so when I just want people to know even before I have to speak that this is who I am.
This is who you are.
Yeah, so
this is amazing.
I answer your question. I hope I did.
Yes, you do.
Okay. You do. Thank you.
So I would also like to add to what you're saying, you know, to what you've said, to include, because when I found this article written by Mortening Kira Kuhlman online, I just felt that, you know what, I just have to just tell this to somebody else, because I started implementing her steps as well, and I've been writing out your own in red markers, red binary actually. So I'm going to start using your steps as well to make sure that, you know, eventually anytime I'm stuck as to, hey Margaret, okay, now at this moment who are you, I would know that I can follow what Chimdi has said today.
Thank you
so much, Ma, for helping my life.
Ma, please let's hear your steps before you wash me.
Okay, so let me just quickly run through the steps I found by Kira Kuhlman. Okay. So she said, you should ask yourself, what quality do you admire in a human being?
Okay.
And what she has said that she admires talking, she wants to be a positive influencer. And this is one of the steps that will shape who you are. Another thing is, she said, who do you want to be? And aim towards that ideal person. She says that you should burn off the dead wood. You know, in this step, I think she was trying to explain this whole learning and unlearning, which has been raining nowadays. You know,
yeah, to learn, relearn,
learn, unlearn. So I think that's what she meant by burn off the dead wood. If you thought that there's anything you have done and you do not want to continue with it, you should drop it.
Okay.
Exactly. If you ask yourself, you know, should I carry this with me in time as I grow, or should I let it go? realize that you keeping it does not say who you are at that moment, then you should just let it go. Then she also said that you should improve the quality of your actions. That you know, I'm sure we've all heard that the quote, the statement, the quote that excellence is not we are what we do repeatedly, and that excellence is not act but habit.
Okay, so excellence is not an act but habit. I just learned that.
She says that we should all try to maximize the quality of our life by developing great habits through small actions. So she then last step she mentioned was to examine your fears. She says that we should all try to not divert our path because of fear. So if you're scared that you might not be liked because you're a Christian, or that you may not get into that firm or hospital because you're a guy or you're a girl, she says that, you know, if something like that happens or pops up in your path, that the key is actually to tackle it, to break it into manageable, smaller chunks. You could talk to your family about it, like I'm talking to Chimdi, a friend as well. Pray about it as well, and devise a strategy as to how you would approach fear. So currently I'm applying these steps, and you know, I actually found out that while I was taking them down, that I had already personally started making steps in defining who I am. I did not know that this was who I was until I started following this, and I'm like, oh, okay. I try to eat healthy. I try to work out more.
So oh my god! I'm sorry. Larry. You eat healthy, like you eat too healthy, like you intimidate me, right?
So
seriously, like when I eat fruits, I'm like, okay, my girl is going to eat fruits every day. So Chim, just try.
I know, right? I hope you've been keeping up with your smoothies.
Yeah, I didn't make it for myself. I said I made it for my dad.
You make it for yourself as well. That's what I mean by keeping up.
Terrible. I mean, it tastes like,
please, listeners, smoothies are just excellent. They're amazing ways of absorbing so many nutrients into your body system. Aside, we're back.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, I found out that if I want to say that I am a healthy 21-year-old, you know, if I do things repeatedly, you know, I could now say that I am a healthy 25-year-old, 28-year-old, or something like that, you know.
Okay.
And if along the line, if I find something, or if I find myself doing something that will make me become unhealthy in the long run, then I try to drop it because, you know, I am
a healthy
21-year-old. So, wow. You know, I'm still working with them, you know. Hopefully, by God's grace, I will get better, you know, so that, I mean, but now I'm already seeing positive improvements, because anytime I have that feeling as Margaret, who are you and all of that, I'm like, are we not healthy? So it's no longer one person comforting or one self comforting the other self and all of that, you know.
Okay.
It's awesome. So Chimdi, now for us, we have spent quite a number of minutes.
Yep.
So I want us to be able to close. So I don't know, what can you, you know, say something or two or more to, but short please, so we would end soon, to our listeners who like me, who like me. You just conclude something. Who like me had that issue of, you know, replying to myself who I was. So just something short to conclude.
Okay, so I think that I like your definition of being a healthy 21-year-old. I didn't even see that way. I was just doing long talk and all. I mean, for me, I'm Nigerian and I'm a Christian and I'm a talkaholic. So that's like, I'm that Nigerian Christian talkaholic, right? So
not me.
I like your tips. I like your tips. I like all you shared. I like the fact that, I mean, that you had to like look deep within and, you know, you had to answer questions and the breaking down and the talking to people and the praying. So basically, I think that there are moments of self-doubt as people.
Yes.
The moments when you don't even know who you are. I had that moment like last week.
And
I really said, well,
that's the reason why this podcast.
Somebody told me something. Actually, two people. So on my birthday, somebody told me that I told him I had done something for somebody, and he told me that I sell myself short too much, right? And then he said something for me to do for him, and I did that.
Talked
to a few people something, and he was like, "Are you so good? You're such a good teacher." And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, okay. He's like, so I want us to do a collaboration and do a masterclass sometime. And I'm like, excuse you, in my head, right? He said it. So I'm like, I don't think I can do this right. I just think I play around stuff and all. But he said to me, and people have been saying to me, you sell yourself short so much. I had this moment of doubt. I think people call it the imposter syndrome. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I set down myself who I was, and the truth is, you just know who you are by, you know, talking to people and remembering the stuff that you've done, the stuff that you've gone through, the things that you're involved in, and by trying not to sell yourself short, basically. Like, accept all compliments, right? Accept everything that people say that you are, especially when there are things that you should believe. Of course, not bad vibes, please.
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
And that's it. I don't want to be too long. I think I've already been too long.
Okay, I know, right? I don't want to enter 30 minutes, please.
Oh my god.
Okay, I've had a great time being the anchor today. It will be an exciting and wonderful experience. Thank you, Chimdi, for organizing the pod swap, because you're still the organizer. I know I'm the anchor, but you're the organizer. So thank you, Chimdi. I do hope that we all put the tips we've mentioned today into practice. You know, I mean, they are not exclusive. They are not exhaustive. You know, there are still many things that you could find. And please, please do ensure to share. Share with us. Share with Chimdi. I will definitely hear it and probably put, and also, not probably, also put it on my IG page, you know, to make sure that everybody who might have such a similar issue would, you know, probably use your steps as well, and if it works for them, that would be awesome.
Well, and thank you for having me, Margaret.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad I was a guest on your show.
I'm glad for having you. Thank you. Yes, please exit.
I'm exiting.
Oh my god, that was so awesome. So that was my first pod swap recording with my friend and my girl Margaret, and I learned a lot. I don't know about you, right, but on the show I learned a lot. So Margaret's method, I noticed something I'm learning, is Margaret is a teacher. So Margaret gives you points and she wants you to learn and she wants you to research and she wants you to grow and become better. So thank you so much, Margaret, for hosting the show. And I mean, I'm not Nigerian Christian alcoholic. Basically, Margaret has taught me that this is who I am, and I am proud. I am so proud to be host of the show. So have a lovely week, and I mean, I promise you the next week's episode will be super amazing. So follow Just Talk on IG at Just Talk Podcast and on Twitter, same handle. I love you all so much. Bye.